Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. We apologize that we are late. We're working out some technical things. That's live streaming, guys. That's how it is when we're live. But tonight is going to be an amazing night. As you guys are all excited, you guys have been waiting. I'm with my friend, Pierogi. How are you doing tonight, bro?
You know, very blessed. Sometimes you just have to laugh. Okay, being a live streamer, I'm just going to explain myself. I feel like a musician that's about to go up on stage with a sore throat or something. Like, you've got Isaiah's crisp, beautiful camera and all the stuff, and I'm on a MacBook that's on like 2% charge, so it's my fault.
No worries, man.
But we're here. We're here.
Yes. Okay. I told them it's like when the pastor says, I'm going to get ready to get done in 30 minutes. So we just kept them waiting, but it's all good. It's just the anticipation. And I'm praying this won't be the only time that you're on the stream. So next time you can come with your crisp, but you know, there's a famous saying that the host has to have the most. So the host has to have the best camera. So we'll give it to you this time. But they all know that you got a good camera and a good setup. A lot of them watch you. It's funny because I got so many messages of people saying, I never saw this coming. I never imagined I would see Isaiah Saldivar and Pierogi. And I'll be honest with you, bro. I didn't either. I never thought that, because I've watched your videos for many years. I told you that when I met you, but I've never thought that me and you were going to be on a live stream together talking about God, talking about what you do. And so it wasn't on your guys' bingo card. It wasn't on our bingo card, but let me just say how I met Pierogi. So watch his content for years, as I've said, and we were at Breakers Conference just about a month ago. And the night before, they did like a pastors and leaders, and they invited a bunch of people that were leaders, influencers, and pastors. So this is the night before the event, and I'm sitting there in the front table, worshiping, praying. It was really powerful, and I look back, and I see Pierogi, but I didn't know it was Pierogi. And in my mind, I was like, bro, there's no way that Pierogi is here, because we're like, we're speaking in tongues, we're praying, like it was a radical, you know, and I was thinking, there's no way he's at Breakers Conference. So I go back to worship, I turn around again. I'm pretty sure I looked back at you like 50 something times, because I kept saying, that has to be him, dude. He has the blue hair and it looks like him. I'm like, he's super tall. I know this is him. But then I kept saying, no, it can't be him. So I left, and then I was in my hotel. It was like super late at night, and I'm like, was that him? Like, dude, I was wrestling with it. So I get on my phone, I go to Instagram, which is of course what everyone does. Yeah. And I look at who you follow, and I saw one person that we followed that was mutual, which was Evan. This is Pastor Mike's pastor. So I was like, this has to be him. So I text Evan, and he's like, yes, dude, it's him. And then the next day at Breakers, I saw you sitting a couple rows behind me. I went up and started talking to you. I was like, bro, I've been watching your videos for years. And we started talking. So we ended up getting dinner that night, which was amazing. Got to hear your story. And now you're here. So super excited, man.
And, you know, man, I think too, like, it's funny because we're both content creators and they're kind of from like two different worlds. And you never like expect like this cross pollination of, oh, well, they do this type of a channel or that type of channel. But it's really cool when somebody that is in the content creation world watches your stuff, and then because they understand what you're going through, like with all having to make content or live stream or whatever. So like, I mean, I know of all of you guys, and that's the cool part. And even when I talked with Evan the first time at church, he like came up to me, and then I was like, yeah, I know V1 and all that and everything. And then going to the Breakers Conference, I'm like, this is kind of like going a little fast, but it's something I've been praying for some time. I was just actually telling my wife about like, the Lord opening up connections. And it's not like to move forward kind of thing, but like, you know, connections with people, friendships, relationships, like that's something that's really something that I've been like asking Jesus for that to open up. And it kind of makes me laugh because like these things you ask for, then they happen. And then some people are like afraid to like go after that. And then they happen. And I'm sitting there. Yeah. I saw you walk in, and Pastor Pagani and all the others. And I'm just trying to be like respectful, you know, so everyone's doing their thing. This is not about me. I'm just trying to sit in my seat. And I did see you a few times. I was looking over, but I thought you were maybe looking at somebody else or whatever. And then when you came up to me, I was like, oh, let's go, baby. He does watch the channel. Let's go. I was so happy, and like I almost like didn't want to let you came up and like did some kind of hand thing or whatever, and I was like squeezing you in because I'm like so excited. I'm like trying to like give you encouragement. I'm like, yes, I watch your stuff. You're, I talk about the production side. So anytime I'm like see anyone, I'm like not talking about actual things of meaning. I'm talking about like lighting and cameras and stuff like that. So, but anyway, it was really cool. It was like amazing. It's a full circle thing for me, and it's just super cool. So very honored to be here tonight, and I've been jumping in the live streams with you guys as much as I can, and you have an amazing community of people. So.
Thank you, man. And yeah, and I'm excited because I was thinking at Breaker specifically too. It's like, dude, we're casting out demons, we're speaking in tongues. It's full on. Like you're in as deep as you can go in Christianity. This is not just like this calm church. We're all screaming, lifting our hands. And I was laughing because I was like looking back at you, seeing how you're reacting. I'm like, dude, how is he doing in this environment? But you're all excited. You were, shouting everybody down that was preaching. It was just such an amazing day. So I would love to hear now, just to be clear, I know there's a lot of people in the chat that are like, Pierogi, what's Pierogi? Is that his actual name? His actual name is confidential, so obviously we're not going to be saying it. Tell us what Pierogi means. Where did it come from? Because I really want tonight to get to know you more and kind of behind the scenes because people watch you online. If you guys don't know, he has like almost 9 million subscribers, has over 1 billion, is that right? Like 1.5 billion views on YouTube. So has a crazy explosive page, is massive on YouTube. And he's on, My Little Christian Podcast, episode 211 over here, which I
Man.
appreciate. But I want to hear about pierogi and how did you get that name? What does that mean?
I mean, I can go around the origin really quickly of even how I started, I guess, just like really quickly, and that's how I got to the name. But again, my wife, she is of Russian descent and or origin, I guess. She's from Russia. She moved here in the early 90s, and it was just kind of when I was making up a YouTube name, I just thought of that, pierogies, because we would eat pierogies, and pierogies are a Polish or European dish, okay? And the Russian term for pierogi is vareniki, which is like the plural of this word. And pierogi just was like easier for me to say. So a lot of Polish people come up to me and they're like, pierogi is not a Russian word, it's a Polish word. I'm like, I understand that. I get it. I just felt like pierogi was easier to say than vareniki. So, but it was a ode to my wife. It was a cool name in my opinion. Now, sometimes it's because some people don't even know what that is. So they're like, what is that? Is that like the food? Is that the pastry? Is that this? And we make good pierogies in our house. We boil them and then we fry them on the pan with onions and eat them with sour cream. They're very yummy. So that was pretty much where it came from. And yeah, I have to protect my name just because, we deal with criminals. If you guys don't know what we do, we pretty much call up internet scammers. And like before, it used to be pranks, but now I've kind of taken like an offensive approach, and we like hack their computers, expose them, show their faces, get them arrested, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, so talk more. I have some videos queued up. I'm going to show you guys of kind of what he does in action, but for new people, there's a lot of people already follow you. They know what you do, but there is going to be new people, of course, watching. So for new people watching, just to explain to us a little bit of what you do on YouTube, the scammer payback. You're basically, in so many words, scamming the scammers or tricking the scammers, hacking the scammers, busting the scammers, whatever you want to say. But for maybe like a person that doesn't know the technical nerdy terms like we would, what exactly are you doing to these scammers that are online?
So it's a good question. I started this in 2019, and really it's started to evolve over time. So kind of the idea back in the day, if that's what you want to call it, was you call these guys up, and these are scammers that are overseas. They pretend to be whatever tech company, like a PayPal or Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, all these different kinds of companies. And it used to be where they would like call you on the phone, like a robocall. But now they've gotten better. The phone companies have gotten a lot better, like Scam Likely and all that kind of stuff that you get on your phone. So now the scammers have changed to like text messages. You'll get that text alert from Chase or whatever. Hey, there's a fraudulent purchase, or Apple, or even you'll get an email from one of these companies and you think it's the company. You call them up. Essentially, the scammers connect to your computer and then they mess with your bank account, make it look like they've given you all this extra money or your account's been hacked. And the only way to save your money is to take all of it out and give it to them. But they do it in like a really tricky way. But that's pretty much like their whole game. So what we do is like we call them up and then we trick them ourselves. We know what their script is, so we use it against them. We like prank them. mess around with him. I use voice changers, so I like try to talk like a grandma or a grandpa. I don't have my
So
voice changer right
funny,
now.
dude.
We'll do it
So
next time. I
funny.
promise. I'll be in my
Somebody
studio.
asked, can you please do the grandma voice? But I know you're not in your
I
studio.
mean, honey, yeah, honey, what do you mean? I'm trying my best to go on the bank, but it's not working. Like, it doesn't sound the same, you
It's
know?
no, dude, you do it so good. That's my favorite voice. Whenever I saw you, I was like, dude, the great, because when you do that character, when I watch your videos, that's my all-time favorite. And you're like, I don't know what to press. And they're
Yeah.
just,
The best
oh
part
my
is
goodness.
like we do little things like we do hack them now. But like before it was all about just like messing with them. So if that like it's little things, like you have to put yourself in the character of like a grandma, right? That's 82 years old, and you make up stories like you're on the Titanic and you were there. Because the scammers, like these are little inside things really quickly. I know I'm going like way
No,
past, but
it's fine, dude. That's what
I'm
we're
too
here for.
excited to be here,
No,
so
go
I'm
for it. That's what
ready
we're
to
here
go.
for.
So like again, the scammers, they love Leonardo DiCaprio for some reason. I don't know why.
No
And they love Leonardo DiCaprio. They love Wolf of Wall Street
way. It's
and
so
they love
funny.
Titanic. I don't know why, but they like picture themselves as Leonardo DiCaprio. I can't, like, I'm not kidding.
That's
And
hilarious.
the scammers, like you'll put them through. So we have videos where I kid you not, they will like propose to me. They will do like wedding ceremonies. They like, I know it sounds really weird, but like that's what they will. And I'm like this grandma on the phone and they're trying to steal my money. And they'll say, like, I love you, ma'am. You're so beautiful. Like all of these things. So like I tell them that I'm like 85 years old. I was on the Titanic, but like I won't say it. I'll say I was on the ship and my husband like died in the water. And they're like, that sounds like the Titanic, ma'am. And I'm like, no, it was, So anyway, we just do stuff like that. It's so stupid. It's really stupid, but it's fun. It's like,
I'm
anyway.
dying. That's amazing. Okay, so guys, I have a couple clips here I'm going to show you guys of some of the stuff he does. Some of this is just so entertaining. But here's the thing, with all jokes aside, because I'm going to be laughing obviously a lot tonight, people are legitimately getting their lives saved through what he's doing. I was just reading an article the other day of somebody that got scammed to commit suicide. And that's something that's extremely common where people get scammed for hundreds of thousands of dollars and it's their whole life savings and then they end up taking their life. And so it is a very, very heavy thing. And the irony is like, he trolls them and jokes with them, wastes their time. And then ultimately, they do a lot of times get arrested, which you're going to see in some of these videos. They do a lot of times bust these call centers. But at the end of it all, people's lives are being saved because this is something a lot of these older people that are getting scammed have worked their entire life. And I don't know if there's anything worse I can think of than somebody working their whole life only to get scammed by some guy in another country. And so, really, I don't say this lightly, you are doing the Lord's work stopping these people that are evil. At the end of the day, they're evil, they're stealing people's livelihood. We could talk a lot more about that, but let me just play a couple clips for you guys here. I don't know if he'll be able to hear them, but you guys will be able to hear them of some of what he does. Here we go.
Show you the scammer's computer. Now, since we've got access to this guy's system, we're gonna go in and we're gonna delete his files. And I'm not talking 5 or 10, I'm talking over 300,000 files. And the best part is, nobody's gonna know. They're not gonna know.
My name is Clark Kelton from Norton LifeLock. How may I help you?
I would like to cancel.
To go ahead and do the cancellation, ma'am, you need to be in front of your computer.
So this is where the scammer thinks they're connecting to our system, but we're connecting to theirs.
If you see any changes on your computer screen, ma'am, you can tell me, okay?
Okay.
And like, ma'am, don't do anything, okay? I'm just asking my refund manager that how will they refund your amount, okay? Just wait for a moment.
Guys, if you love watching scammers get destroyed,
to answer me when you listen to me.
I don't understand. You're putting all these things on my computer. It looks like a virus.
It's not a virus, not at all. What exactly you can see?
Some kind of virus that keeps popping up. I'm hitting don't run.
You don't need to click on run. Don't run. You need
to
click on run.
Yeah, I know.
Run.
I'm not hitting on. I'm hitting don't run.
Don't confuse me, okay? Shut up and let me do my work, okay?
It says, please,
you don't have
publisher
to do
cannot be
anything.
verified. You said hit
You
don't
don't
run,
have to
right?
do. Why you are hitting don't run? I ask you to don't click on here and there. If you will
Okay,
do so,
sorry.
everything will mess. Why you are clicking here and there? You don't cancel it. You are going to get charged every end of the month.
Wait, I'm gonna get charged now? I'm trying to get it canceled.
Every end of the month, you will be charged. Every
Sir,
month.
Can you speak louder? I don't want to be
Are you
charged.
deaf?
I'm trying my best here,
Now?
okay?
You're not. You're clicking here and there. When I ask you, do not touch you. I think you don't understand English. Do you see a checkbox?
Yes, click on the checkbox. I hit checkbox and then cancel, right?
Will you please listen to me?
What happens when we hack into a scammer's phone? Normally, these guys work on a computer when they're trying to scam people. But unfortunately for this guy, we destroyed his entire system the day before. So now he's forced to work off his phone. But we're going to get access to that, too.
Could you maybe tell me about security and how to make sure nobody's messing with me, like getting on my phone and stuff?
I will definitely do that for you.
And this wasn't a work phone. This was his personal phone. So we got photos of the guy, victim information for people he'd been scamming, and the phone number of another scammer named Junaid. So now we're going to give him a call and tell him everything we saw.
Is Mark there?
Yes, who is it?
Those are some really handsome photos on your phone.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Pierogi.
Pierogi?
Yeah, we were on your phone. You were talking to my grandpa, and I was on your phone while you were talking to him on AnyDesk, and I saw your photos. You're going through your photos, and you're talking to Junaid. Remember that? Boom, sucker! I've been waiting for that all week. Woo!
Guys, if you love watching scammers,
can't see this. I'm just trying to make sure, right?
No.
Okay.
Do you see anything called over there called message center?
Yeah, I see a message center.
Click on it.
Okay, it says open link in new tab. Open link in
new tab.
Wait, hold on. It's
new
Spanish.
Tab.
Hold on.
New tab. Click on open in new
incognito.
Tab.
Incognito.
Over there, there's an option called open link in new tab. The first thing.
Sorry, there was something in Spanish. I guess they're trying to make these boxes multilingual or something.
No.
Refund from Chase, $50,000.
$50,000? How much did you enter on the refund page?
I put $500.
Check it. Check how much amount did you mention.
It says Clark Mark Brazelton accepted. Please check enter the refund
check amount.
$500,000? Why does it say $500,000? And then it says 50,000 on my screen.
That is the mistake which you have done. You have pressed multiple of zeros.
Okay.
I told you to enter 500.
Listen, I don't think I did it by mistake.
I do not think
I did it.
You listen to me. Listen to me.
I don't think I did it by mistakenly.
So how do you think it had happened?
Maybe something by mistakenly.
Dude, I'm literally dying. I'm crying laughing at the incognito. Those clips, bro. Those are so funny.
I do speak a little Spanish, and so I like to throw some of that in there. And like, I know that incognito is not Spanish, but you know.
Yeah, that is my favorite clip. So when you're doing these and you're doing these long streams, are you just coming up with all of this like on the spot? I mean, you're just improvising the whole time.
Yeah, it's like so. It is improv. I kind of have a little bit of an idea sometimes, but like I used to use the same character, Vivian Rogers, all the time as my grandma character. And she was like a blend of like my mom and my grandma and all this like craziness. Like it was like based off like actual characters, but like the scammers know these names now. So if I say Wilson Carter or Vivian Rogers, they're like, we know who you are, ma'am. You know? So like, I have to kind of change it up as I go along, because then if I change my name, I have to go into my fake bank account and change that name and like make sure all the stuff, you know. But I have a lot of the same things that I try to go towards, like where I live and stuff like that. It just makes it easier. And then from there, it's the biggest part now is getting the scammers to my computer so that I can hack them. And then once I hack them, it's like game over. We can do anything. So like that's why I say these ridiculous things like, they're like telling me to left click on something and then I right click and then the box shows up. And that's what's supposed to be funny is like the scammers see all that stuff, right? But they don't know they've been hacked. So they just see this like grandma that's like clicking the wrong stuff and they're getting frustrated. And little do they know, like we're pulling up exactly where they're located and we're about to like expose them. So it just makes it fun.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I want to talk about, you know, your upbringing, how you got into... This is like serious stuff where you're able to hack them and do stuff that none of us probably understand or know how to do. You're getting their IP address. You're getting their actual address. You're getting their actual names. If you guys watch his videos, he's showing them pictures. Sometimes he opens their webcam and shows them themselves. How did you get into learning how to do all this? Because it's like very, very high level. How did you get into learning how to hack and get into their systems and shut some of these call centers down? Because we're laughing at some of this, but some of the stuff he's doing is like shutting down multi-million dollar facilities, and it's unbelievable some of the stuff you're doing. But how did you get involved in that?
You know, like Before I got into YouTube, I worked in cybersecurity. So I did, that was like my career. And so I worked with like hospitals, government, schools, all these different places, and tried to help them from actually being hacked in the first place. Or if they were hacked, finding where the hackers were. So I did that for quite some time. I worked at companies, well-known companies, pre-IPO companies, all that. So I had to be very well versed in technology on the enterprise side of things. And when I got into scam, it's called scam baiting. So you're like baiting in scammers, right? Like fishing for them. When I got into scam baiting, it was like a whole different realm because I'm thinking in my brain from like an enterprise security standpoint, like computers and servers and phones and the enterprise, how do you protect those? Cloud devices, Kubernetes, all these kinds of things. Into like having to be an innocent grandma or a grandpa and lure in a scammer just to like mess with them, waste their time. So I utilize a lot of that, like social engineering and things like that, that I've learned over time. So I used to work in like email security, and that's one of the biggest things with social engineering. These hackers, they'll be able to hack a company because they are able to send a phishing email that looks like something that's legit, but it tricks somebody into clicking on a link or whatever, downloading a virus, and then they're hacked. So I took a lot of that into what I do now is like, how do you create stories that are believable by the scammers that are entertaining but believable to get them in, to waste their time, to get information from them, to hack them, all that kind of stuff. So I started doing that. And you know, really what happened, what the biggest change for me was there comes a time where the scammers want the money. So they either want like gift cards, or they actually sometimes will want you, well, now they do this a lot, but they want you to take your money out of the bank and then like ship them a package with like $50,000 in it. This happens
Wow.
all the time, every day. But like, this was like 2019, and I'm like, they want me to send like a box of money to like California or to Texas or to New York. And I'm like, this is really, I'm like, who's on the other side of this? And I'm in like a mood right now. I don't know why. I'm about to start laughing constantly. So it just,
Dude,
I don't know why. I'm like,
I'm whenever you started doing the grandma voice and watching those clips, you couldn't see me during those clips, but I was literally crying. I had to mute my mic because I was crying laughing at you and the incognito.
Yeah, incognito. But
Yes.
so like, so I wanted to figure out who's on the other side of these packages, okay? Because I'm like, I would just end the call there. And this is 2019, so whatever, 6 years ago. So I literally one time, this is like the dumbest thing ever. I don't even like, this is the dumbest thing ever I did, but I was like, I'm gonna send a package that has like a camera in it. And then whoever's on the other side is going to open this package thinking it's money, and I'm going to get them, you know?
Wow.
So I kid you not, I went to Best Buy and I bought like a Ring doorbell camera. You know, those ones that have like really good batteries on them. Like you charge it once and they'll like stay charged for like 2 months. So I went and did that. And then I bought a Verizon hotspot that has like cell connection and all that stuff. And then it makes like a wireless network. And then I connected this camera, like I put it like facing up, connected it to this Wi-Fi hotspot, and I could like remote into it and like see it live. So I'm like, I'm
That's
gonna send this.
crazy.
So I send this thing to this scammer who's like in California. And I remember the name. I'm not gonna say the name because it's an actual person, like it's the actual person's name. I'm not gonna say it, but even though they were helping scam people. I send this thing. And the battery on the hotspot dies. So the package makes it, and this guy opens up this package with like a camera and like a hotspot and like no money. And they tell the scammer in India, like, hey, there's no money here. So the scammer calls me up. He's like, hey, there's no money. So I'm like, dang it, it's because the battery died. So then I bought a battery, like, you know, those like huge brick batteries that like have a lot of charge. So then I'm like, okay, I'll plug in the hotspot into that battery. So it can make it, you know, overnight delivery, make it to the thing. And I was so happy. And each time this was like $500 or $600 to make
I
this.
was
'Cause
gonna
like,
say that's super expensive.
yeah. And then you're overnighting this thing, which costs like $150 every time. So this is literally what grandmas and grandpas are doing. They're just sending money. They're overnighting, and the scammers like have them wrap like $50,000 into this box and wrap it with like duct tape and stuff and ship it. And they use like UPS and FedEx and all that. So anyway, so I did a second time and everything was working beautifully. I could still ping this thing and connect into it through the cloud like constantly and see it. And it gets there, and all of a sudden, I get a notification that there's movement, and somebody opens this package, and I go on the camera, and I'm like yelling at them. I'm like, I got you, you're a scammer. And the police had actually confiscated the package because I guess they saw there's like all the stuff in it. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to like jail or something, you know, because I sent like something that was like an explosive, you know, like it could have been deemed an explosive or something because it had batteries. I don't know. Anyway, that was a long story. That was my first foray into like catching the criminals. And, but there's one more story I'll say really quickly. I started sending actual physical people to these addresses instead of boxes. And we went to this one address that we thought a scammer was going to collect money. And it was a grandma. And she had been scammed out of like 30 something thousand dollars. Her name was Susan.
Wow.
And she had no money. She was like a widow.
So sad.
Had no money. And they were laundering money through her bank accounts. So people would send money to her and she would put it into her account and then they would take it. So not only she thought that was a way to get her money back and she never got any money. So she was literally at zero. And it like her, she didn't, she, you know, she wasn't working. She had nothing. And it changed my world. It like,
so sad. It
changed everything. And I was like, okay, so there's like, this isn't a joke anymore. Like when you see that, you can't turn away now.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I got to start doing something. So then I started getting like super aggressive and we started sending more packages and finding more of these guys on this opposite side that are like laundering this money. And that led to this Department of Justice investigation that just got released a couple months ago. And they arrested 24 Chinese nationals that were part of a crime ring that had stolen $75 million over the past number of years.
Wow.
And that was like the first step was like getting these guys arrested. And the guy had like a multi-million dollar house and all these cars and all this stuff. And from stealing money from grandmas. And he wasn't even getting 100%. He was getting like 20%. And they had 75 million that they had stolen.
That's insane. It's just
crazy. So anyway, I had to step my game up. We started doing that. And then we started doing the hacking and kind of the rest is history. I know that was a lot.
No. It's so good. If you can guess, this is obviously you have to give like a rough number and maybe you don't even have the number. What would you think in the last, I mean, you started in 2019, in the last 5 or 6 years, how much money do you think you guys have stopped scammers from getting, right? Because a lot of times I saw a video you did a couple weeks ago where this lady was literally at a, I think it was like a gas station, about to deposit money in some type of Bitcoin machine. And you met with her in a gas station because you'd gotten her address, all the stuff, and you stopped her right there in person and prevented her from sending, I don't know, it was like $20,000 or $50,000. I mean, it's just so crazy how she was minutes away from pretty much ruining her whole life. How much money do you think you guys have prevented from getting people getting scammed out of?
We have one call center that was at least $10 million.
$10 million?
So we had one call center that was doing, they had about 80 scammers in like various rooms inside of this building. So they actually hid. So there's a lot of, they call them Oyo hotels in India. There's a lot of, and you guys are going to hear me say India a lot. It's not because I'm targeting India. 99.9% of the call centers we deal with are in India because they're like tech. Yes. So it's
what
not
is
like
the reason for that? Why are they all coming from India?
Yeah. So the number one reason is because like there was a lot of outsourcing from tech companies here, like in the States, out to India for actual support and things
for
like that.
Actual call centers, like support.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actual call centers that were doing actual work. And one of the scammers that I talked with a number of years ago, the way he said it was like, let's say you have Nike tennis shoes, you could, and you scratch them or whatever, something breaks on them. You could go to Nike and have them fix it and it'd cost $200, or you could go to my shop and I could charge you $10 and fix it just the same. So they took that idea of, hey, we'll just do support, like kind of white label it essentially. So where it's like not Microsoft, will be support of Microsoft products or whatever the company may be, and we'll just do it cheaper. And then they were like, well, what if we actually manufactured that there was a problem that was out there, like a virus, that these people would have to call us up thinking they were getting support for a virus, but there was no virus. And they could charge thousands of dollars for a virus that's not even there, but they could trick people. And that's where these scams started to really blow up over the past decade or so. And then they started getting smarter with, well, we can pretend like we're going out. One of the ones was like, we're pretending to go out of business. Like we're Microsoft and we're going out of business. We're giving you your money back. and it's a refund scam. It's all these crazy things. That you have the Social Security Administration. That was a really big one for a number of years. So it's because like they just wanted more money, and they were really good on computers, and they could trick people really well. So they had scripts and all this stuff.
And they already had a lot of those call centers from a bunch of these companies had legitimate call centers out in India. Yes. They're outsourcing to India. And so you're saying one call center that you guys shut down was over $10 million. They had already, they were scamming people.
Yeah. So they were doing, we had all their financials and we watched them for, I think it was 389 days. It was like one of the worst things ever to have to do.
That's crazy.
Because when you watch them, you can't stop every scam because they know that you're stopping them. Mm. So you had to pick and choose. Yeah. That's one of the hardest things ever is having to be in that position. Now we stopped, like I said, we came into it where we were not able to stop every single scam just because it wasn't physically possible. There are times where we would stop scams of this call center and they would shut down and be gone. And like, they knew it was us. And then we'd have to wait for them to come back and let everything cool down. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. It wasn't like I saw a grandma losing her whole life savings and I'm like, no, you don't get saved. I wasn't doing that. But it was like, we had this on and off, like cooling and heating up and cooling period of time. So when we would look at their financials, they would be, and the best way I can say it is stealing, like taking in like at least $1 million per month. This call center
that's
was
insane.
And the 80 people, and that's a rounded number, but the 80 people that were working for them, their salary total for 80 people was about 7,500 US per month for 80 people.
What?
And these are kids that are 18 years old. They're leaving their families. They're going to this specific area in India. Some of them are addicted to drugs. Some of them we know have, they like overdosed and things like that. It's really bad conditions, and they stay in these like little hotels and stuff. And there's rats everywhere. We could see like their cameras and stuff. So we could see, we were watching them constantly. So the point is, these guys, this one center, there's many other centers, but this one center we were watching was doing about $1 million a month. One of the biggest saves we had, we actually flew out to Los Angeles. We were going to go to the lady's house. She had $7.5 million in her account.
No way.
And they were working on her. So it's like, it takes time, but like, it's not like she had sent a $7 million wire transfer, but it takes time. So they were working on her. They had her. She was 93 years old,
so
lived
sad.
In Los Angeles by herself. She was going to lose everything. We had wire transfers where these scammers had them send $275,000, $900,000. We were able to reverse a lot of those. It takes a lot of time and effort. But yeah, that was one of the most serious ones. We got those guys arrested. The crazy thing is there's some corruption that happens, unfortunately. And the owner of the call center, one of them was a politician in the area, and the other one, his grandfather was the mayor of the city.
No way.
They got out in like 6 or 7 months, and one of the owners that we pretty much like, we exposed so much about him, he actually like flew to Dubai, and he just lives in Dubai now because he's afraid to come back.
That is so crazy. That's insane. And now this is going to maybe be a dumb question and maybe people won't agree with this, but do you ever feel bad for these guys? Cause I'm guessing a lot of them do it out of necessity. I was so frustrated because obviously people make accounts about me, or they make accounts pertaining to me. And there's probably 100 of them on Instagram, and they message people saying, I had a prophetic vision, please send me money. And dude, I don't even know how many tens of thousands of dollars have been scammed, because I meet people all the time and they say, oh, I sent you sent me this message. We've been talking for months. Obviously, it's not me. It's a scam. And they're like, I sent you $500 last night. You said it was an emergency, blah, blah, blah. So I get frustrated. But one of these scammers wrote me one time and said, I'm so sorry. I'm only doing it because I need to feed my kids. Like I'm super poor. This was in, I think there are a lot of these guys are in Africa that are pretending to be me and scamming in Nigeria and different places. But I felt bad. I was like, man, I hate the scams. It's disgusting. But then a part of me was like, man, I feel bad for these guys because they are poor and they're trying, even though, I mean, I really don't feel bad, but I see what's going on and it's disgusting to me. But at the same time, do you have any stories of people that have like been like, I'm so sorry, and turned their life around, or you've been able to help them, as weird as that sounds, or anything like that?
Yeah, I've had a lot of like introspective thinking about this a lot recently. I was just down in Florida. I'll go on to that later, meeting with seniors at a really big senior citizen center. They have like 1,000+ people, and
wow,
really just like brought home a lot of the stuff that I do. It was like one of the most like heartwarming things ever. We have to protect our seniors just like we have to protect like our kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like both sides of the spectrum. But like, I think when COVID hit, this is when I first started doing this. When COVID hit, there's a city in India called Kolkata, where it housed a lot of these huge call centers, and their unemployment rate in COVID was like 45%.
Wow. Okay.
Imagine a US city with 45% unemployment and the rioting and the looting and the chaos, and who knows what would happen in a city with 45% unemployment. Okay. So I can understand some of these guys, what they were trying to do. I have felt bad before just because I think that's human nature. Especially from like a faith standpoint, it's like, gosh, how do you like combat evil, but also like have some type of grace at the same time? I have a line that is drawn with regards to that. If they start to say stuff about like my family or whatever, like I put them on mute, obviously, so the audience doesn't hear. They say like terrible things to me and things like that. That stuff doesn't bother me. It's just like pillows. It's like a pillow fight. It doesn't word. Those words don't bother me. I don't like when they say stuff about my family or whatever. That stuff's annoying. I will mute it. But like, yeah, I've thought about what it must be like on the other side for they call them freshers, which are like 18-year-old kids, 19-year-old wow. kids that are like just trying to take care of their family. Cause that's how it works in India. Like they're living with their family, trying, some of their parents could be sick or whatever, and they have to go make money cause they're the able-bodied ones, right? They're going out trying to make money for their family. So I ran across a kid one time, his name was Karan. He lived in Kolkata, and I was like playing this grandpa victim. And like within like 2 minutes, he was like, look, please, this is a scam. I can't do this. I've been like scamming for like a week. Like, I don't want to scam you. Like, please, you seem like such a nice person. And he was like crying on the phone. And,
wow.
you know, I don't just like fall, like, you know, I don't fall for this stuff. Like it's, I know a lot of them are BSing, but this guy, I felt something so different. I don't know how to describe it. I felt something very different, and it really meant something to me. So the guy quit scamming. We kept in contact. He was getting married. Both of his parents have passed away. So he's like 20, 22 years old or 23 years old, and he's getting married. He had no job, but he ended up finding another job, and he sent me like pictures and video of him like going to his new career and all the stuff. And he quit scamming. He got married. And we were actually able to bless him. I paid for his entire apartment after he got married,
wow.
his entire apartment for a year. And that's not a pat on my back. I'm just saying like we wanted to bless him with that.
That's amazing.
And it just like came full circle. It was a beautiful story. And like we did like an interview with him and his wife. And like, I don't know, I know that these guys want to make money. Just like the Nigerian scammers, they pretend to be me as well. Mm-hmm. And we hack their phones and computers and show them picking their noses and stuff. Like, I don't know, like, but we get them because I try to teach them, like, you do not pretend to be me. Don't pretend to be me. It's not going to be good. I promise you. Like, we have people, even in your chat right now, that like go through our comments and they tell us who's pretending to be me, and we go after those guys. So, you know, you try to have grace on these guys, but there's some that are very nasty, and they're extremely nasty. They're not remorseful. They don't want to make a couple hundred bucks. They want to make $1 million, and they want to flaunt it. The ones that are flaunting money and things and all that and trips and stuff, I have zero remorse.
Wow. Okay. So I want to talk about some of your upbringing, Christianity. How did you hear about Jesus? Tell me some of your faith story. Cause obviously that probably changes a little bit of how you're doing your job and things that are happening, but let's talk a little bit about your faith journey. Did you grow up in church? How did you come to know Christ and all that?
Yeah. My faith journey is miraculous, I think, is the best way to think about it. I look back at my life and I think about how Jesus has just like, he's just been with me. And if you don't believe in angels, you got to believe in angels, man. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like, I grew up in the church, in Baptist church, Southern Baptist church, and like good upbringing, good family, you know, listening to the Gaithers with my grandparents and like, if you don't know who the Gaithers is, like they used to be on like Yeah, it's like old school, like four people up holding microphones on, like, I don't even know what channel it was on, but my grandparents made me watch it and I'd like fall asleep on the floor listening to the Gaithers. But yeah, like just kind of that everyday Southern Baptist type family going to church and things like that. And, you know, really trying to connect with the Lord like the best way that I could understand and learn and know how. Like, I always knew about Jesus and the stories and all that kind of stuff, but I never committed to him in my life. And I remember I was, I think I was like, gosh, 11 or 12 years old. And I was going to an Auburn football game with one of my friends. And we were, obviously we weren't driving. His parents were driving and got clipped by a car. We're on the interstate going side to side, spin around this huge car wreck, like the car's backwards facing traffic. There's like tractor trailers and stuff coming. And you know, I'm 11, 12 years old. And I'm like, you know, cause you hear the thing, you're like, if you die today, you know, kind of like the hellfire brimstone, where are you going to go? Yeah. And I'm like, I know, you know, my parents, my dad, my grandpa, my parents, when are you going to come down front? That was always the big thing in Southern Baptist. When are you going to come down front? When are you going to come down front? And like, I hadn't given my life to Christ. Like, I knew about the Bible. I knew about Jesus. I went to church, all that stuff. And that still doesn't, you know, whatever. But, you know, I was like, I never made Jesus the Lord of my life is what I'm getting at. And I thought when that happened, I just started to cry because I'm like, I knew if I had died that it would not have gone well for me. And it was just tough, man. It was like, so I dedicate, literally, I prayed with my friend's mom and I was like, I want Jesus. Like, I want it to be known. Like, you know, it scared me into it, but I knew about Jesus in the Bible and I'd grown up in the church, but it really shocked my life. And I never, from there, from like 11, 12, 13, all through high school, I was still really involved with the church, mission trips, you know, like once you get into high school, like, you know, going to Mexico and Peru. Yeah. And I was doing I'd have to like be a translator. And a lot of these trips, they'd have me doing translations. So like, I don't get to do like the regular kid stuff. I have to like run around and like translate for other people and stuff. So I was like, it was like a job, you know, but I was super heavy into the church, and almost went into ministry myself. That was something that was always been like a pull on my heart, was like some type of ministry. I always felt it or sensed it. And, like kind of pushed it away, I would say, like when I think about it now. And I went to a nice institution for college, and did all that stuff, worked at a church during college and stuff like that. My mom passed away my senior year of college, and it just kind of, you know, threw me for a loop. And, you know, I'm, you know, 22, 23 years old and facing like one of the hardest things, having to watch your mom die twice. She was perfectly healthy lady. Like, it wasn't like she had all these like health problems or something, like where it's like, oh, you can kind of brace for it or whatever. It was very sudden and I had to see everything with my eyes. And it's like, it's a really terrible thing. I don't wish on anybody. Crazy. And so, you know, that kind of, it sent me in a little bit of a period of time where I still knew the Lord, but like, I think I had some anger towards him and some resentment towards God. And, you know, like, it's just this like tug of war with Jesus, like being that emotional Christian that like goes to church and gets the message on Sunday. Preach. And feels good and the word gets taken from them. I'm like going to church and I'm like feeling hopeful. And then Tuesday rolls around and I'm like, where is like the depth in my life? And so anyway, I, you know, fast forward, like, over my, you know, my wonderful life that I have lived through like YouTube and getting married and having children, all these kinds of things. Like, you get to a point where you get kind of fed up with, like, as a man, and you get fed up with like the status quo of where you're at, because to me, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. And I was like, something needs to change in my life. And, I need to run to Jesus. So we went to a certain ministry. I'm not going to say, just because I just want to be respectful of that ministry. Yeah. And I started learning a lot. So I grew up Baptist, and this church is like a full gospel, like, you know, Bible believing spirit and word of faith, like super charismatic, all this stuff, right? And I'm like, what is all these things? Praying in tongues, what is all these things? Laying hands on believers and they will be healed. What is all this stuff? This guy, his daughter had passed away, and he laid hands and she came back to life. Like, these things are
Wow.
crazy to hear this. So my wife and I like dove into this, like, so I'm like, I'm kind of hooked on this.
And
And
how
I
many
have
years ago is this where this is
a, this was
happening?
in 2024.
2024. Oh, so this is recent. So this is like just a couple years ago.
And I was like, you know, I said to myself, I said that, because when I jump into things, like even with YouTube, I did that in 2019. I jumped in, and like when I jump in, I'm like 1,000,000% in. And I just didn't feel like a fulfilled life. Like, that was one of the reasons why I did YouTube, because you don't have fulfillment, like, especially even being like a Christian or a believer. And like, you can tell when something is missing, when you're not like, your faith is
Preach.
just, it's like a knockout. Like, somebody punches you and you're staggering backwards, and you know, you don't have a solid foundation. And I kept like thinking, like, why can I not handle things the right way? And why am I, you know, acting out and all this kind of stuff? And I'm just like, I want to be the man that Jesus
Come on.
made me to be. And I started learning so much from this pastor that we went out to, and I started learning things about new man or new creation. I started learning things about the renewal of the mind. I started learning things about demons and deliverance.
Come
I
on
started
now.
learning things about, you know, laying hands and divine healing and walking in divine healing. I started
Come
learning
on.
about John G. Lake. I started learning about Lester Summerall. I started learning about Kenneth Hagin. I started learning about all these people. And I'm like, wow, this is like something way different. And what I'm getting at is like the veil was taken off and my eyes were opened to this realm that actually kind of scared me. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm like, dude, I did not learn about it. I told my dad, I remember being on the phone with him. I'm like, Dad, I did not learn about healing at this Baptist church. That was one of the
Wow,
biggest
it's
Baptist
true.
churches in the Southeast. And he's like, yeah, we heard about it. And I'm not hating on my dad. I love my dad. But like, I'm like, I did not hear about this. This is different. Like, this is a different joy. They're saying I'm a new creation. What does that mean, Dad? Because nobody's told me that before. I like, so many people get stuck at like the cross, right? Salvation. And I'm like, there's this whole other world. And it was so scary to me, man. I was like, the supernatural stuff. And I'm like, hearing all these things, and I start to think about who Jesus was. And it's like that he was speaking all these things. And people start telling me about confession and the power of the spoken word. And I started learning about quantum physics and quantum mechanics. And I start to hear Charles Capps talking about, and Annette Capps, both amazing people in the Word of Faith movement, and like hearing about them talk about quantum faith and quantum mechanics and the power of the spoken word when you speak something and what it does from like electromagnetic energy. And I learned about Dr. Caroline Leaf, and she wrote a book, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess, I believe is what it was called. And it's about the renewal of the mind and like science and neuroscience and the Bible together. And I actually read this. There's people in the chat here, I think, right now that are in my community. And I've actually read this book to them in like members only streams. So some people are like, you should be scam baiting. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna read about like the Bible and faith. And like, so I like started
It's your
turning
ministry.
I like, I don't know. Like, when I open my eyes, man, I'm like, when my the veil got taken off of my eyes, it's the best way I can say it.
It's good.
It's not feelings. I was going to church for so long, feeling something and feeling pumped up. The songs are great. I worship great, all this kind of stuff. And then Tuesday comes around, man, and you're like, wait, I felt good on Sunday, but I don't feel good right now. And I had a lot of conviction about, like, I'm like, this is not what it's supposed to be. But when I started hearing all these other things, I heard truth. And there's a
Good.
thing called facts and there's a thing called truth. And I heard about facts, and facts can change. You could be in this state, you could be this problem, that problem, whatever circumstance, but the truth is the word of God, and the truth is Jesus, and the truth is a very strong and powerful thing. And the truth can change your life like in a split second. And it changed my life, man. So I started like getting so excited, and I was like breathing in the word every day. I was reading so much on the word. I was watching so many sermons. I'm like, you know, faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word. And I'll tell you what, man, I was soaking. I was a sponge, man. I couldn't get enough of this thing, brother. And I'm like, this is truth. I'm like, there's so many people at church now. There's so many people in the world that like claim to be Christians and they don't know this truth.
Wow.
I'm like, people need to hear it because truth changes. Like even if that person doesn't like whatever change their life around, they hear that and that word works on them.
Yes. Yes.
So like, and so I started thinking, I'm like, how do I match like science, all these things about all this new age stuff that new agers take from Christians, which is annoying, and they call it new age. Like I started watching some of these other folks, like Joe Dispenza. I don't know if you know him or not, but he does a lot of things. He actually holds like seminars where people get healed and all this stuff. And he's like doing meditations and like, he goes into like Kundalini spirit, which obviously wrong, not good, demonic, all that stuff. But he's like utilizing the principles that Jesus put in place. He's utilizing the principles that Jesus created to like bring about, like our minds are so powerful is what I'm getting at. And he works on the mind and he works on trying to break barriers in our mind and stuff like that to get healing and restoration, all that stuff. Obviously it's not through Jesus, so it's an incorrect thing, but there are counterfeits. The devil counterfeits things all the time, and you might see some type of manifestation or whatever. But my point is he was utilizing things that Christians should be utilizing, like the spoken word and our thoughts and our mental cleaning up our minds, which is the renewal of the mind. That's literally how we transform our minds. So I went on this path. I know this is a long story, but
no, it's good. It's your testimony.
Dude, I've been on this path of like finding myself and finding myself through Jesus and who he says I am. And one of the first verses that I started to tattoo on my heart was, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Come on.
And every time an attack came, every time condemnation came, I was like, no, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And then I took to Mark 11:23. And that has become like one of my verses because I start to believe in all these things. And if you don't know Mark 11:23, it talks about after Jesus cursed the fig tree and then it died and all that stuff. And the disciples are like, wow, that's, you know, that's so crazy that that happened. And he was saying, have faith in God. And whoever says to the mountain, be cast in the sea, it will be done. And if you believe in your heart and you do not doubt, you can have whatever you say. And it's such a powerful thing to me, the power of the spoken word. And another one that I really love is in Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen.
Good.
And I started to think about quantum mechanics and the unseen realm. If you guys don't know about quantum mechanics, it is a beautiful, are you a big quantum mechanics guy?
I don't know anything about quantum anything.
You want me to tell you about this?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I've never heard of anything quantum. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't even know what the word means.
Can I explain this really quickly?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course. Okay. Of course.
Okay. So, you know, like on the atomic level, you have like a nucleus with like electrons, like you have like neutrons and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're bringing me back to college, but I remember.
So there's an atom that has like a nucleus and then the things around it that are moving and all that kind of stuff, electrons and everything, but they have a subatomic level. So even scientists are going at a deeper level than just at the atom level. They go subatomic. And what they've realized is that these atoms, they're like 99.99% nothing. Okay. They have nothing in them. So everything that makes up everything in the world is made of like 99.9% of nothing. I know that sounds weird. Okay. So in the 20s, a lot of scientists were trying to figure this stuff out at a subatomic level. And they were looking at particles and atoms, and they would take a photon, which is like a light particle essentially, and they would measure it. And the only way it became something was when they measured it or observed it. So then they created a thing called the observer effect. So essentially they're saying that these, so, and I'm getting like the Holy Spirit right now because it's so true.
You're taking us to school right now, bro.
So I know this is a lot, but Einstein specifically said this is extremely spooky because he said he was more about physics that you could calculate. Okay. Quantum physics is incalculable, if that's even a word, because what happens is Like, say you want to send a rocket to the moon, okay? You have to calculate the speed and how far it is and the weight and the mass and all this kind of stuff. With quantum physics, in order to, like this, for instance, this energy drink, the reason why it's pink is because, or whatever orange color, is because it's observed a certain way. They were observing atoms, and they became what they were once they were observed. So that means that they weren't anything when they were not being observed. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So they would like send a photon light, and the wave would be continuing like a wave, like a light wave, right? And then when a scientist observed that wave, it would crash and then it would become something. And this is at the subatomic level. And this is for every atom. This is for everything that makes up everything. So your desk theoretically is moving around. All this stuff is moving, and it's solid because it's being held together by an observer. This is quantum physics. They also went a little bit further. They took two photons, which are these like subatomic particle type things. And for the scientists in the room, I'm sure I'm butchering some of this. So sorry, don't get bro. Mad at
it
me.
Sounds smart to us because we don't know.
So they would take these two particles.
This might be on the midterm, guys, too. So just so you know.
They would separate these particles, and they would move them like very far away from each other. And then they would observe one particle. And then the opposite particle that was in a whole different place would have the same impact or effect as the one that just happened in front of them. So like, for instance, I'm just using this as an example. I have this energy drink here, and I have this spindrift here. They're right next to each other. I separate them, and I send this spindrift into space, okay? And then I have this here right with me in my house. Let's say I turn this into a Coca-Cola, okay? That spindrift in real time, no matter how far away it is, it becomes a Coca-Cola. They measured this, and they have tens of thousands of experiments where they measured these particles, and it's called quantum entanglement. So now you go back to the Bible. You think about, again, I'm not doing the best. This is like...
So is this like scientific stuff? The other side is like scientists are discussing this and talking about this? All this quantum...
Yes.
Okay, so that's science. And then you're talking about now the Bible. Is it you're saying it reinforces this idea?
Yes. So you think about here, like when we think about like we are in Jesus, he is in us, we are in the body of Christ, you know, the Father is in me, I'm in the Father, here on earth as it is in heaven. And you start to think quantum entanglement, oh my gosh, I am in Jesus, I'm in his body, he is in me, we have the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit is in heaven. How could the Holy Spirit be in heaven and all these other places at the same time? Like on the earth, there are scientific reasons for things to happen. There just are. There's observer, like I'm talking about the observer effect. Like when we think about this, for instance, when we say something out loud, there's sound waves that come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Energy is not created, or excuse me. Yeah. It's energy is not destroyed is what I'm getting at. It's created initially and it doesn't get destroyed. It just moves around everywhere. Energy. It's constantly moving everywhere. When we say something, it's energy. When Jesus did his healings and things like that, a lot of times he spoke things. He spoke commands. When he cast a demon out, he spoke to them.
Yeah.
Out. Like when we say something to a demon, out in the name of Jesus, whatever it may be. When there were healings, he told the people, the first thing that God did, light be, was the first thing. He spoke it. And when he spoke light into existence, that was a sound wave. Those were waves of energy that went out and created light. Do you know what light comes from? It comes from vibration of sound. These are scientific things. And that's why I got so into the power of the spoken word. This is probably where you didn't think that this conversation was going to go to, but it gets me excited.
No, you're, this is now I understand how you're hacking into people's computers and webcams and deleting files. I'm like, bro, you have to be very smart to be able to do the hacking and all that. This is your personality. This is how you are. Similar to me, when I get into things, I go all in, but the Lord's obviously using this to do what he's doing in your life.
Yeah, I'm reading the chat, by the way, as I'm going along here.
Okay.
Think about this verse. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Okay. Think about that verse for a second. I'm talking to you about particles that make up everything. My hat, my hair, you, me, this, the table. and these particles are moving, these subatomic particles, everything is made of subatomic particles, and they are only something when they are observed, which it sounds super weird, but that's literally, it's a science. Go look up quantum physics. It's the observer effect. Things only become something when they're observed. It's very interesting. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And also the Bible talks about how Jesus holds, you know, things together. Like he has created this world together and he holds all this stuff. You have to have a great observer. So you think about like, I'm observing this, and in quantum physics, like I'm observing this. So my brain and like the reality of what I'm observing makes this what it is. And things are made in all things, by the way, the Bible says this thing, this as well, that all things that are seen are made of what? Unseen things, unseen.
Yes.
Are you,
I didn't know if you're asking me a question or you're just kind of like, okay, I'm in class right now, bro. So I need I need to be typing notes.
Subatomic
everything from the seen is from the unseen. Amen.
Exactly. You cannot see subatomic particles. You cannot see them. And they make up, like, for instance, like water is H2O, right? Hydrogen and oxygen. Okay. You can't see hydrogen and oxygen. You can see water. When you change the vibration or the frequency of water and you make it go faster, what does it do? It boils. When you change the frequency and the vibration of water to make it colder, right? It turns into ice when you change the frequency of it. Just like they have experiments where people talk to water. You've seen them, I'm sure. Have you seen those where they do experiments?
Back in early 2013, 14. Are you talking about the video where they're like, I don't know if it was a plant, they were saying negative things to it and the plant dies, something that is that along those lines?
Yes. Yes. So like you talk to a plant and it dies. Jesus talked to a plant and it died.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling some power about that right now because the power of the spoken word, the evidence of things that we hope for, the substance. And again, remember these subatomic particles are 99.9% nothing. So everything that makes up everything is literally made of nothing. I know that's very trippy, but think about that. It's they've measured these things and these atoms are made of nothing that make up everything. So when we talk, when we think of something, when we speak something, it's the faith, it's a substance. It's a substance of something and it goes out into the quantum realm. I know it sounds very new age.
So you're this, just to be clear, because the chat, a lot of people are like, this is new age, this is that. This is scientific stuff you're talking about with the Bible. This isn't like a new age practice type thing you're talking about.
Yes.
Just to clarify for those in the 100%. Chat, that because I think some of us are lost. So you're just to it's clarify. Okay.
Yeah. I know I probably should not have gone down this tangent, but it means so much to me because I believe in the power of the
spoken part of your testimony.
Word. Yeah. And I promise you, this is not New Age. I know of New Age. I have seen New Age, and you have to have the, it's not conviction, whatever the word is. You have to have the understanding to be able to decipher what is heretical or what is like deceiving.
Well, yeah, it's like laying hands, right? We lay hands on the sick, and then people in the New Age lay hands using on the sick, and they call it Reiki, but they're perverting and taking from us. They didn't invent that. The devil perverted 100%. That. So you're saying like, this is a scientific thing, but the New Age is obviously perverted. It's stolen it like they do everything. Yep. There's real tongues. Yes. There's demonic tongues. There's real laying hands. There's demonic laying hands. There's real prophetic words. There's demonic mediums and psychics. The devil perverts the devil. I'm curious, though, about so you're before 2024. Are you going to church before 2024?
Yeah.
Okay, but in 2024 is when I always tell people a lot of you, I would say you get saved twice. You got saved once from the world, and then you got saved a second time from religion. That's my story. That's probably similar to your story. Raised in church, stopped going to church at 16, you know, then get saved and actually saved. Did you have was there an encounter? Or was it just going to this new church that opened up your eyes and you felt like, did you feel like you were born again before 2024? Or that's 2024 is when you're born again, you have some type of encounter or awakening, or the Lord opens your eyes to the spiritual realm, to deliverance, to healing the sick, to casting out demons, to speaking in tongues. Was that all kind of like where you felt like now I've become an actual Christian?
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I remember where I had hands laid on me for the first time. And
is this in 2024?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I'd gone to church for decades and all that kind of stuff, but never, I don't want to say felt anything, but what I don't know how to describe it. Like you feel like you're of the world and the way you live your life and the way you think and the way you act and the way you talk. And it's just like hypocritical, I guess.
Yeah.
And I hear these other people and I see these other people, and it's a different way they talk, different way they think, different way they walk, different way they live, different way, all these types of things. And I have this like great career and all this kind of stuff, but always in the back of my mind, it doesn't mean anything to me. It always didn't mean anything. And like the back of my mind is like,
it was just religion.
Yeah. And like, to me, I remember getting hands laid and, I remember weeping. And I was learning about demons and deliverance. Mm-hmm. I had no idea, man.
Come on.
And I'm hearing these things about what Lester Sumrall is talking about, all the different levels. He's talking about all these different levels. And I wasn't listening to Lester Sumrall. I'm not that old. But like, you know, I was listening to someone that was under Lester Sumrall talking about the different types of demonic activity and influence and all sorts of things. I'm like, I have no idea. I had no idea it goes to this level. And I remember sharing my testimony that week because it was like a conference I was at, and I had hands laid and I felt grief. And this was, my mom died 2009. This is 2000. So 15 years after.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, I'm over this. But really I wasn't. And really, like, the way I live my life was, I was not over grief and all these things. You just kind of bury it and you cope and all that kind of stuff. And it was, that was like one of the strongest things, was like grief gone in the name of Jesus. And I wept, and guilt gone in the name of Jesus, shame gone in the name of Jesus. And, strong condemnation and really bad thoughts of, it would be better if I wasn't here, gone in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
And that was one of the most powerful, that month was one of the most powerful things for me. And my life was changed. And I remember wanting everything that I was hearing. I wanted all of it. I was like, I want that. So you're telling me I could lay hands, the believers could lay hands and the sick will recover. You're telling me that I could, you know, trample on the serpents and scorpions and nothing will harm me. You're telling me that I have dominion and authority. I started, like, one of the most powerful sermons I've ever heard in my life is from Charles Capps. It's called The Authority of the Believer. And I had no idea. I thought Adam and Eve was about an apple and a snake. And there was so much more to that, of the authority of the believer and how Jesus, the second Adam, like coming back to do what he did to like deliver us, to like to save us, obviously, but to give us this authority and dominion to walk here and to like to walk in such a brotherhood with him where like nothing should harm us. And I'm learning about like the renewal of the mind and transforming my life. And I'm like, this is the Bible? I thought it was like the cross.
Did you start feeling in that time in 2024 where you're having these encounters, people are laying hands on you, you're learning about deliverance, you're learning about healing, you're really having an awakening, you're like truly being born again. Did you start getting convicted about things that never convicted you, movies, cussing, whatever? I don't know your life before. And you own a company, you have a big company, you have employees, all this stuff, super successful on YouTube. Everybody sees that.
Yep.
Did that start changing where now you're going to the office? You're like, man, these dirty jokes aren't funny anymore. And I'm just using that as an example. But did you start seeing, did people around you at the office, friends and family, I mean, everybody could probably start seeing a difference in you, but did that just totally change everything in your life?
Yeah. For me, like, I haven't had a sip of alcohol in over 2 years now.
Come on. Amen.
You know, the power of how we talk, the power of our words. We have death and life in the power of the tongue. And I know I may be paraphrasing some of the time, so please bear with me as I say these verses that I have on my heart.
No, it's good, dude.
These have zero verses on my heart. But like I'll tell you what, man, like Jesus changes if we truly have Jesus, like the Holy Spirit in us, and we truly are like chewing on that word and hungry for it and like obsessed. Like, we're supposed to be possessed by the Holy Spirit. So, like, when you have that possession, the good possession, I'm like, Yeah, I have to. This stuff has to change. The way I think, the way I talk, the way, yeah, dirty jokes or whatever, it's got to change. And you start to have this battle of like, well, I have this channel where they're cussing at me and they're saying all these ridiculous things, and it is a tough thing because I'm like, my life has changed. Like I think about, there's a song by David Funk called The Blood. And it's one of my most incredible. I love that song with all my heart. And the lyrics are, everything's changed. It's getting harder to recognize
Love
the
that
person
song.
I was before I encountered Christ. I don't walk like I used to. I don't talk like I used to. I've been washed from the inside. Hallelujah. I've been washed from the inside. And dude, like you have to be different. Like think
Come
about the
on.
people. Sorry, I'm getting fired up right now
No,
because
go
it's freaking
ahead,
cool.
dude. I
You
love
have
it.
to
Come on.
like think about the people in the Bible. Okay. It wasn't that like Jesus saved them. It was, yes, he healed them. Yes, he delivered them, all of these things. But they were so gleeful. Like even sometimes Jesus was like, hey, don't say anything yet. Like, I know you're excited. Like, and I even encountered that at my church. I was going and I'm so excited. And people are like, hey, you should probably chill out. You're a little too zealous. And I'm like, I want to lay hands on people. I want to
Come
do this.
on.
I want to. And I'm like, should I hold like services outside? I
Come
kid you not.
on.
I'm like wanting to hold services, dude. I'm so excited.
Come
And everyone's
on.
like, dude, you should chill. You should like, I know you're excited. And I'm like, the people in the Bible, like they were like, I want to like jump up. Like I'm singing worship songs. And I'm jumping in the air really high because I'm really excited. And like my life is changing. The way I'm talking is changing. The way I'm thinking is changing. The word is changing everything on the inside of who I am.
So
And I'm
good.
not perfect. Things like, I might still slip up or whatever, but you get back right with the Lord. But like the foundation of who you are is changing. Jesus is telling
Good.
me, and he told me one thing in one of the services. I still can't say it out loud. He told me something and he said, don't say anything about it. So I'm not going to say it. But Jesus told me, and I started to like from a tuning, like a tuning fork or whatever it is, you go ding and it's like vibrating. Like we have to be tuned in to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us.
Come
And I
on.
used to be so afraid, and I used to be like, oh, that's just my brain or whatever. But like as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we're literally supposed to be like supernatural. Think about all the stuff that happened in the Bible. We're supposed to be chasing these things. It's a beautiful thing. We're supposed to be living in this stuff. I'm like, I want all of it. So I'm like grabbing. I'm
Good.
like, I want this. I want this. And I'm like, I have power over my household. I anoint my house in
Come
oil now.
on, come
I plead the
on.
blood of Jesus over my children. I lay hands. I'm telling you,
Dude, I never thought I'd be on
Sorry.
a podcast with Pierogi, and he's preaching to me, and he's preaching about
Dude,
laying hands and anointing his house with oil. Guys, revival is happening.
it's
Revival is
happening.
happening. I know we're gonna do another episode at some point because we're already an
Yeah,
hour and a
I'm
half,
already
but
signing myself for like every week.
dude,
I
come
don't,
on.
we're gonna do another day.
We're gonna do another episode and whatever prayer stream, whatever you want to do, I'm down to do it. I will say this though. I know that the Charlie Kirk thing had an effect on you. It had an effect on me. It had an effect on so many people because we are in that time of revival and that time of awakening. And that's what the Lord's doing in your heart, this excitement, this passion that you're having, and this fire in your heart. Sadly, churches want to put it out. I'm like, dude, stoke the fire. Throw gas on the fire. Get more passionate, more radical. Because you are called to ministry, bro. We all see it right now. We're live
100%.
here. We see it live. And you're called to do that. And you're called to preach. And you're called to host revival events. And the Lord's using you and using your stream and your scam baiting is also a ministry. But there's more even than that. That's an amazing thing. It's so noble. You're saving lives. And that's we could do a 5-hour stream on that. But also, I just prophesy over you here live that the Lord has ministry for you. The Lord has an anointing for you. The Lord's given you a voice to preach and to prophesy and to teach and do miracles and all of that. And so, hey, maybe just saying, we will see a Christian channel coming from Pierogi. And I know you already do share on your stream and you minister to people and your members only. You're doing Bible studies. And, I've heard you on your streams lately too, like, hey guys, Jesus loves you and God's moving, all that stuff. But there is also more ministry for you. And I think we're going to see, guys. I'm just going to say here, I think we might be seeing a Christian Pierogi channel at some point. Pierogi Ministries, I'm down, dude. Come on, it has a good little
Dude,
ring to it. I see
man,
it, man. I see it.
I mean, obviously, for the past while now, I haven't said a thing about Scammer Payback because it really, like, I love Scammer Payback. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love, like, this past week, what we've been doing, it's really touched my heart. I have such a passion for helping people.
Yes.
But nothing changes what Jesus, like, I'm telling you, the word is the most amazing thing, man. And it's not Bible stories. The word works on, it's, I'm telling you, I'm not telling you anything new. I'm telling the audience,
no, it's good.
Man, the word is, you know, obviously it whatever pierces between or separates the spirit and soul and all that kind of stuff. It is so freaking powerful, man. And it changes the life. If we truly are chasing after, if we truly are in the word, if we truly, and this is the other thing too, like all these things in faith are a muscle. I've been learning a lot about this. It's a muscle. It's the act. Like even speaking in tongues, for instance, that was something that I'm still like learning about because I grew up in a Southern Baptist church and
you don't do that.
You got no time for that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And you go there and you dress nice and then you leave and you go to brunch, you know? And like, I didn't know about any of this stuff. My wife is like my guardian angel. She is like full on. She is like, she's amazing. We like, we'll talk for hours about the Lord.
Come on.
And we have such a cool relationship with regards to that because she like holds my hand, my little baby hand along the way on some of these things. And like, even praying in tongues, like for instance, I was like, I started to, because I want this stuff. And I'm like, there's just like, I don't know what it, there's just like resistance. That's like, you can't, your past or whatever. It's like, you can't speak in tongues. You can't lay hands. You can't do this. I'm like, well, it says in the Bible here. So the Bible's either true or not. So I'm like, I had to come to that thing in my mind where I'm like, okay, the Bible's either true or it's not, like all of it. If it's not true, then what am I freaking doing here? I'm going to go do whatever. But if I think it's true and I think it's changing my life, I need to incorporate all of these things. So I need to tithe, sow seeds, alms, first fruits, all of these things. I need to lay hands when people are sick. If the Lord gives me an opportunity to lay hands on somebody, I better do that or I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And then tongues, which for me is like the craziest thing because I'm like, what are these people doing? But I kind of want it a little bit because I think it would be closer to the Lord. So like, I'm kind of like whispering underneath and like, I'm still like working on it. And because like the other part of it too, was like, and I talked with my wife about this. It was like, I'm not doing it right. Or I don't have the whole, you know, that those are the attacks. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You're not doing it right. You're not
this. The mind's in your way.
100%. So I'm like, you know what? The number one thing, this is an act of faith.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues is an act of faith. And it opened up a lot for me. And I started to get down more downloads from the Holy Spirit when I was doing it. And I'm like, things are happening. And then things are, again, not trying to be new age. I'm going to use the word manifest. Sorry, people. I'm not trying to say it in a new agey way.
It's in the Bible, bro. Don't worry. The new age stole it. The Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. To manifest is just from something that's invisible into the light, hidden into the light. So
you're already talking quantum physics now.
Yeah,
okay?
See, I don't
the
even
invisible into the visible. So
man, I've been out of school for a long time, bro. I'm like, that's too much for me.
Think about what Jesus did. He called things that were not as though they were, right?
Yeah.
He called things that were not. He called things that were not as though they were. That is faith. That is the substance. Jesus, when he spoke, he was speaking substance into things. When he told the guys that had leprosy that were in the temple and they could not see the high priest, and he was like, hey, go. Like, you can go. And they're like, no, we're not allowed to. Again, I'm paraphrasing to the best of my ability. But they're like, we can't go see the high priest. We have problems. No, go. And you go see the high priest. And they were healed because Jesus was speaking to them. He was calling things that were not as though they were.
Yep. As they went, they were cleansed, the Bible says.
Exactly. And that was the power of his words. He spoke that. He spoke it. He told them. I don't think he necessarily laid hands there. Maybe he did. I don't remember fully.
He said, go. And as they went, the Bible says they were healed. He said, go show yourself to the priest.
It's so good, guys. Like, people, they glance over these stories and they are so life-changing. Like the lady at the well, and Jesus knew everything about her and she was like sprinting into the city. Like, we should be so zealous and on fire, and that if anything, don't be afraid to be on fire and want everything that Jesus wants to give to us. Salvation is not just salvation. It's healing. It's deliverance.
Come on,
it's miracles.
Preach.
It's signs. It's wonders. It's tongues. It's everything. It's like authority. Like, it's authority to fight back against the devil. He wants to resist everything that we're doing. And like, we have so much power that people do not harness and people do not take control of their lives and renew their minds. And that's literally how we transform ourselves, guys. So like, amen. Learn about your mind, work on your mind, read the word, listen to the word. Like, even if it's like you turn on, go onto YouTube and turn on Psalm 91 or Psalm 23 and play it throughout your house. Like, words of vibrations, let them go throughout your house. Declare that your house is a holy house. When people come to your house, miracles happen. When people come to your house, peace happens. When people come to your house, they want to hear about the word. Literally, people want to come to our house all the time. Because it's like calming, it's the Holy inviting. There. Yes. And we anoint our house, like I said. We do these things. Like, faith is a muscle. I've been learning this. It's such a, God wants us, I feel very strongly about this. God wants us to co-create with him. And I'm not being new agey. I'm saying he wants us, that's why they talk about dominion and authority. He wants us walking on this earth in a certain way. He wants us imitating Jesus. The Lord wants us imitating Jesus. And he wants us taking some type of power and walking in power and walking in these things. So this is one of the things I've learned. Isaiah is like, and it gets me so fired up. This is not a passive religion.
Come on.
This is a relationship that we are to go all in on. There is no turning back. There's another song, David Funk, I'm never turning back. I love that song. I've made up my mind. I'm never turning back. I'm never turning back. When you repent, you run from your sin. You don't turn back. You know, you don't look back. I don't want to be turned into salt, you know, like in the Old Testament. Yeah.
Dude, like, your story is so powerful. I know we've been on here for about an hour and a half. I want to definitely have you back on. I want to do more stuff with you. I see just so much God's doing with you. I know he's connected you with me, with Pagani, with Pastor Mike Signorelli, Vlad, all these guys the Lord's putting around you to help disciple, help steward. I mean, you are on fire. You basically... we're really born again, you know, a year ago, 2024, and the Lord has just has you on this path of fire, and the Lord has given you this massive platform, a billion, 2 billion, whatever it is, views, almost 9 million subscribers, millions of followers. The Lord's given you this platform for a reason. Yes, he's using you to shut down scammers and all that is extremely interesting. We can talk all night about that, but also the Lord's given you this platform for a reason. So I'm excited, man. I know before we go, the people
they said
are
go another hour. I'm ready to go. You can't
come on,
shut me
bro.
Off now.
Listen, the people. The people are asking. But I will. I do want to give you a final thought. But the people are also asking. You just got one more time, bro. The grandma voice one more time, and then any final thoughts that you have. And we
I'm
definitely need
more time. I'm hearing this is like not. I do 4 hour live streams, 6 hour live streams. This is like the warm up, bro.
Bro. I know we will do a part two. I promise. We have to do a part two. Any final thoughts you have though? Just kind of, and then editing point. Yeah, the people got it. The people want to hear. I want to hear it too. But a bunch of people are coming to here saying, "I got to hear the grandma voice." He doesn't have his voice changer, guys. Those of you keep asking. Yeah. But
I'll do the grandma voice. So, this is the Wilson Carter. This is my grandpa. So when I get on the line with them, and it's actually my grandfather who's passed away. My dad's dad. He kind of talks like this. Yeah. Well. I got an email and I was trying to get on the computer. It wasn't working. And then my grandma voice, "Hey honey, my name is Vivian Rogers," and it'll pitch my voice up so it doesn't sound the same, but "Honey, you're so, I work out all the time, honey. I'm constantly working on myself. I'm out in the gym and I do hot Pilates and all sorts of things. And in the morning, I try my best to have fish oil because I heard it's good for my bones. And then on top of that, I don't have any things that's non-GMO because, they're putting all the chemicals and pesticides." So you just continue on.
The best thing, guys, if you watch any of his live streams or his videos, especially a couple years ago, I've seen streams where he's like 6 to 8 hours of just the same guy, just stories and stories. And then after 10 hours... just not even giving him anything, just redeeming the gift cards. Everything's done and just wasted their time. It's so hilarious to see that.
Yeah.
Pierogi, sure. Before I get you off here, any final thoughts, anything you want to wrap up? We're going to do a part two, part three, part four. I'm down to, bro, anytime you want to come on, you tell me. I know you're super busy. We're trying to make this happen. I know you're extremely busy, but I'm down anytime you want to do a stream together. But is there any closing thoughts with wrapping up your testimony and just what God has done before I get you off here?
No, I mean, I think that, the HOA guy is the best. I've been doing this guy that's like obsessed with the HOA because my My next door neighbor is like, he's such an HOA guy.
Some of these characters, so these characters that you're doing with these scammers, these are some of them are people you know. You're inspired by somebody you know.
It's very real life.
That's hilarious.
It's very real life. Anyway, so you know, man, I think at the end of the day, Jesus has been telling me like I'm right where he wants me to be. And it doesn't mean I'm not trying to like do better or anything like that. But like, Jesus knows our hearts and he doesn't need us to do works to like win his love or affection. He wants our hearts. He wants like our obedience. He wants our dedication. He wants our faith. He wants us like walking like him. And that's not heretical to try to walk like Jesus. You know, he wants us being like, and I don't know. I just, my recommendation is like, get in the word and like, don't be afraid to chase after Jesus and chase after the things of Jesus and to listen. That's what I was saying earlier, is like, be tuned into the Holy Spirit. And like, if it brings confusion, if it brings question, it's probably not. God is not a God of confusion.
Good.
Where he's going to lead you into this path where you're like, wait a second, this doesn't seem right. Like if you are really in tune, like when I tell my wife tonight, I'm like, I'm in the will of the Lord right now.
Come on.
And these things are opening up and these doors are opening up and all of these kinds of things. I'm telling you, glory to God for what he can do in all of our lives. If we just get into his will and get into his wheelhouse and walk like Jesus and spend time with him, and we honor and we step into the glory and we step into the reality and the realm that Jesus loves us. We are in him. He is in us. If we have those things that we are in him and he is in us, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We are given a spirit of power. We've been given a spirit of self-control, of love, of power, not of fear. There's no reason to walk in fear. I just got into a covenant with Jesus about not getting into worry. I made a comment with him about that. Worrying about finances or life or job or anything like that, man. Like, so I just, everyone, and I'm sure most people here are faith believers, followers of Jesus. If you're not, like, this isn't even to like, I'm an altar call it just in case. And if you have never given your life to Jesus, like today's the day.
Come on.
We're in such a time where all these things are happening, like politically in the world, people are acting crazier and kookier and nuttier and all the stuff that's happening. And I'm not going to get too political on you guys here, but like, there's so many things that are happening and everybody can sense all the stuff that's happening and sense the spiritual fight that's happening. And you want to be right with the Lord. You want, when he calls your name, you want to say, yeah, I belong to Jesus. And you need to bring him into your life. And so that's my recommendation. If you're not a follower of Jesus, to ask him into your life, to receive, you know, Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit, get into a local church, get into your Bible, ask Jesus into your life, become a follower. Don't just like, you know, I don't know. Don't just go to church. That's a great thing, but I went to church and didn't have a lot of hope. So get into the word, read the word, bring Jesus into your life and start living and walking it out. And Isaiah, you have an incredible ministry, man. I've watched you from afar and it's not jealousy. It's appreciation and admiration of what you do and what all these folks in like kind of the Christian YouTube space do. And it's honestly an honor to like even do any of these. I get so excited. I could do like 100 of these. I could talk for like 5 hours with you. I know I talked your ear off, but like, I guess that's kind of part of the format here.
It helps me. I love when guests are on that talk. I'm like, hey, if you don't talk, I'm going to. So I'm glad. I love it.
This is who I am. And this is how I told you when we were having dinner that time. I'm like, Jesus made me a certain way. And like the devil tried to use that against me, I am, like how I was made. And then God's like, no, I've taken you back to now go fulfill who I made you to be. And he's made all of us. This is one thing I want to tell you. If you feel down on yourself that like, you don't know what your purpose is, you don't think God has a plan for you. He has a purpose and a plan for you. He has set you apart. He has created you in such an amazing way. And it's your job, and your job and your title in life is to go find that purpose that God has for you, and go walk that out, and go live it, and go be it, and go co-create with God. Be positive, speak life into your life, speak life into others, sow seeds, sow word seeds into people's lives, prophesy over people's lives.
Come on.
Be good, love the Lord. Hallelujah. I could
You're on
keep
fire,
going.
Dude. Shut up now, man. Bro, thank you so much for being on tonight. I can't wait to do more stuff with you. This is just tonight's an introduction, guys. We're going to do more stuff together. I'm going to be streaming more as well, but I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for being on. And
the last thing I'll say,
go for it.
I'm going to, I'm just going to, I really like the don't dine and dash thing. I thought that was like the funniest thing ever. But I was there one of the nights when there was like a bunch of like giftings of memberships and stuff like that.
Yeah, you started that, bro. We had 400 memberships gifted. You were the first one to do it.
Saying you guys have to gift memberships, but it's really helpful. We have members on our channel and stuff like that. But please, for Isaiah, for his ministry, for his family, consider becoming a member. I just dropped 5 gifted subs. So
dude,
not pat on my back.
I've never had a guest give to the stream when they're on. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I just want, like,
appreciate that.
Please, everybody, like, sow into his family, sow into his ministry, love on him and his family. He has a very sweet family.
There's
something about him. He's like a brother to me. I know that's very, I don't want to, anyway, I'm not trying to be like whatever about it, but like,
no, I'm down, bro.
All these things that, like, when he and I were talking, I'm like, this guy is like very similar to me. Isaiah is so similar to me, and he has a beautiful, wonderful
family.
That's
what my wife said. She's like, he's your twin the way you guys are.
So please, like, sow into his ministry when you get a chance to, and the Lord will bless that. And, you know, I just, my last thing for you, over you and your ministry and your channel, happy to help wherever I can, but I call upon and I declare and I decree increase in views for your channel.
Amen.
Increase in memberships, increase in like sponsors or whatever it may be that you're looking for, desiring an increase in that. These are the times for increase. It's time for a harvest, all these kinds of things. And they are coming. They're on the way. I'm pulling
them
your way. So
thank you, a lot
of love from my family to yours, from SP to your channel, man. But just from as a brother in Christ, a lot of love to you, man. I'm pulling for you so much. And if you ever need anything from me, I'm here for you. But everyone sow seeds into him.
We love you guys. Thank you, bro. Hey, when we were at Steak and Shake and you were like, the live viewers, like they got cut in half. I was like, bro, thank God. Cause I was stressing. I'm like, we were averaging, 3,000 to 5,000 live. And then YouTube had an algorithm change with the live streams. And now I'm like, dude, pulling 1,000, 2,000 is rough. It's been crazy. Yeah. So I appreciate it, man. And thank you so much. And I will be definitely utilizing you for help with anything when it comes to YouTube. So thank you so much, bro, for being on tonight.
Well, somebody was saying I'm not trying to coerce people into, like, it's just my heart though. I'm not trying to coerce people into giving. I just think that it's like a very, I'm not coercing. I'm just saying, like, if you feel it in your heart, support Isaiah. So,
okay, bro. Hey, the people that say negative stuff about giving have never given. So they don't really have room to talk. They sit, which is fine, but I appreciate it, man. And you're the first person to ever do that on my show. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for it. Thank you so much. All right, let's get together soon. Let's do it again soon.
All right. Are you going to still be streaming? Because
I'm just going to stay on for like 5 minutes, and then Candace and the kids are going to have prayer and worship after me.
Oh, very cool. All right, man.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the chat. Thank you, bro.
All right. Cheers, guys. Bye.
What an amazing show. This is always Cricket every time on this angle. What an amazing show, guys. He is on fire. I'm telling you right now, listen, we're going to be seeing a pierogi Christian ministry channel coming soon. I feel it. I'm going to say it here. I said it earlier. I'm going to say it here. Candace and the kids will be live still for those of you asking for prayer tonight. They'll probably start in about 10 minutes. Let me actually text Candace. They will still be going live tonight. I know it's getting late, but I want to give you guys a chance to give as well. I want to sow into pierogi if he lets me. Sometimes guests are like, no, keep it, but I'm going to try. And I appreciate you guys gifting. Thank you so much, Thomas, for those 2 gifted. Thank you, pierogi, for the gifted. Thank you, Juan Lentino, for becoming a member. As we always joke and say, don't dine and dash. If you are blessed tonight, sow into the broadcast. I know we started late. We did still go, though, about an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes. So please pray about giving. We're looking for monthly partners for this next year. Thank you, Diamond Lux, for the gifted. We're looking for monthly partners for the next year. You can go to isaiahsaldivar.com/partner, and that is a great way to sign up. You'll get a free copy of my book on my website. If you become a monthly partner for any amount, you'll get 70 sermons you can't find on YouTube. I just realized my side lights aren't even on all night. Yo, and we're about to end. Oh, well. You'll get 20% off the merch store and all of that. So please pray about becoming a monthly partner on the website, isaiahsaldivar.com/partner, as I turn on my side lights. Amen. Okay. As I said, Candace and the kids will be going live in about 10 minutes for prayer and worship. Thank you so much, Stephen. Let me give you guys time to give here. You can give on the website. You can give on Venmo, on PayPal, on Zelle, on Cash App. Pierogi is on fire, as you guys can tell tonight. Pierogi is on fire. And hey, that word, pierogi, you gave me about the live streams and more viewers, I received that. I received that. It is definitely discouraging to see, you know, the streams going from 3,000-4,000 live all the time during COVID to now, you know, it's like 1,000. We had 2,000 a week ago when we did the mass deliverance, but still, like, we barely hover around 1,000, and it's discouraging, but the Lord knows and the Lord's moving, and, you know, our views are at an all-time high. It's just the live streams struggle, but it's okay. We're going to be going live more. It's not about views. It's about souls. It's not about streams. It's about souls. So amen. There's your guys' chance to give. I'm going to stay on for about another 10 minutes, and then Candace will be going live. Progi says he's ready to be on next week. Well, oh yeah, I do have to announce that. So next week is Thanksgiving, so we'll not be live next Thursday. And I do have a bunch of stuff that I have to get done here in my own personal life. So I might be canceling the streams next week. I literally probably take off 2 to 3 weeks. Not even. 2 to 3 streams per year, maybe. I never cancel the streams. So next Thursday, Thanksgiving, hang out with the family. Unless Progi wants to get on, we could dress as turkeys and do a Thanksgiving stream. And next Monday I might be canceling. I don't know yet, but there is some stuff I got to take care of with my family. If I cancel streams, it's usually for family stuff. That'll be next week, but I'll announce that. I'm actually going to be recording tonight after this live stream. I have to do 3 or 4 videos I'm recording. That'll be out in the next couple days. So look forward to those, but I might be taking a break next week to do some stuff with the family. We will see. We'll go live for you. Amen. All right. Okay, so YouTube members are separate than the website. There are people that can't do the website because they're international and different things. So that's why they have the YouTube members, but they're separate. So if you're a partner on the website, it's not the same as YouTube members. The perks are all the same, so you do not need to feel like you have to do both. And by the way, thank you so much who just gifted. Cindy and Hobbs for sending a gifted membership. Thank you so much for that. So you do not have to do both. If you're a member on the website, you do not have to do the YouTube members. And if you're a YouTube member, you don't have to feel obligated to the website. They are going to give you the same thing, except for the website. You do get a free copy of the book, a digital copy. I can't provide that through YouTube, but they are the same thing. So dress as turkeys. Amen. Imagine Pierogi. He hunts the heresy hunters. He exposes the heresy hunters. Amen. Who knows? But I'm excited for what the Lord's doing in his life, and I can definitely see us doing real life events together in the future and see him preaching and all that good stuff. I see it. I'm excited. Okay. In 5 minutes, we're going to be going over to, I'll type it in the chat. We're going here in 5 minutes. I'll just type the link going here in 5. And I apologize Monday, I sent you guys to the wrong link. So I sent you guys to the wrong link. I linked tonight's stream of Jared and Candace on Monday, but she will be live with the kids tonight. I know we went a little bit late. She texted and was like, hey, go for it. Do what you got to do. So I appreciate that flexibility. Oh, another important announcement. This is very important. You should go on his one time. I would love to go on Pierogi. Someday, I'm going to fly out to where Pierogi is, undisclosed location, and I'm going to be on his stream. Bring me on, bro. I want to scam the scammers. I want to catch the scammers. I would love to do that someday. I will literally fly out to where you are to do a stream, and we'll have so much fun, and we will do these scam calls. It would be so hilarious to do. So we're going to do it, hopefully. I would love to do a collab with Pierogi on his channel. Have some fun. Or we can do it on my channel. We can call scammers on my channel. I don't care. I think it would be hilarious. It would be fun. Okay, here's what we're going to do. This is a very important announcement. I forgot to talk about this. We are changing the stream times. This is very hard for me because we have been doing 6 o'clock streams for the last 7 years. So this is a hard change for me. It's not a big change, but it's a hard change. We are changing. Tanya, hold on before I announce the big announcement. Tanya, thank you so much. Tanya just gifted 10 members. Thank you so much, Tanya. Wow. Okay. Dan Bo got a membership. Rebecca Ling, Stephanie, T.L. Gomez got one. Holly got one. Angie got one. Thank you so much, Tanya, for the 10 gifted. Wow. Good Shepherd got one. Seasons got one. Two announcements. Thank you so much, Tanya. If you got a membership from Tanya, please say thank you. And guys, really quick, make sure that when you get your gifted membership, you get the perk. So get the Zoom meeting ID. Now, the Zoom meeting ID is for January 2026 when we start our weekly prayer calls. If you get a gifted, you can get the meeting ID and the password, download the sermons, and then in January, even though you won't have a membership anymore, you can join the prayer calls. So save them now. It's going to work in January. It's the same link. That's a cheat code for you guys. Save them because you'll be able to join in January. Okay? Thank you, Tanya. Big announcement. Here's the big announcement. Our stream time is going to be changing from 6 p.m. to 5 p.m. 5 p.m. Pacific time because we go late on these. It's already 8 o'clock, 8, 9, 10. It's 11 o'clock for you guys in the East Coast right now. Jared and Candace are starting and it's super late. I get it. So we're going to go to 5 p.m. That's going to be helpful for me and my family, helpful for their family. All you guys on the East Coast have been asking for this. I did a poll. 75% of you on YouTube community tab voted for 5 p.m. So the streams will be 5 p.m. streams starting when we start, which is what, next week? Is that next week? We're not going to be streaming next week. The week after. So the week after next week, 5 p.m. I'll announce it more, but yes, we will be earlier. 5 p.m. You get 75% voted. And for the East Coast people, 9 p.m. is when I usually start. That's crazy late. And we have a lot of East Coast viewers. So 5 p.m. is where we meet in the middle. Okay. 5 p.m. Yes. I listen, I'm trying to get on his channel too at some point. That'd be amazing. That'd be super fun. So who knows? Maybe someday you'll see me baiting the scammers. Is that what you call it? Scam baiting. Zaria, thank you so much for the one gifted. Thank you. And who got it? Arigato got it. Thank you so much. Yes, 5 o'clock Pacific time will be our new time. That will be our new time. Ronaldo said that's 9 a.m. in the morning in the Philippines. That's awesome, bro. Yes, that works. Yeah, that's good because a lot of you are like, I have to go to bed. I get it. I will send you guys to Candace's stream when we're done or when she starts. We'll send you guys over there. And the stream will take you there automatically when I end. I'm very excited, guys. We have a lot of fun streams coming up and we're praying about doing a subathon. We're praying about doing a subathon, which is basically as people gift, as people partner for the next year. Well, not the next year, but just at any time, it'll extend the stream time. So if you guys know what that is, it's like you gift a sub, you donate, you partner. It'll make the stream longer and longer based on how many people do that. So it could be a long stream. It could go for multiple days. I'll just have preaching while I'm sleeping. We'll figure it out. But that's not going to be yet. We are working on a new setup as well, a new stream setup. I'm going to be in a different room. It's going to be different soon. The walls are going to be white instead of black. We got some changes coming. So look forward to that. I love you guys. Candace is live. She is live with the kids. She's very brave. Jared is away. And she's live. So let's go support her. Let's do that, guys. Jared is gone. Candace is by herself with the kids live. And I know it's not easy to do. So let's please go support Candace. We're going there now. I love you guys so much. What a great stream. 2-hour stream. It's been amazing. I'll see you guys at Candace's stream. There's the link. Let's go there now. Love you guys. Go surprise her. Jared's not there.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.